I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I'm John Baxter. This is CBS Eye on the World, and my good colleague Lev Galenkin, writing for The Nation magazine, pointing us to what Ukrainians know and Americans do not, or are not given adequate information about, which is the front line in Ukraine includes a very large city that Lev grew up in called Kharkiv. And there are mixed motives in the men and women who are resisting the Russian aggression in Kharkiv. This is a city that was horribly abused by the Nazis, and the Nazi symbolism today is perverse, given the history of the Nazi symbols against the Ukrainian people, with 20 million dead, many of them in Kharkiv. They flattened the city in 43 when the Waffen-SS retook the city from the Soviet forces, flattened it, killed everybody. Lev grew up in a graveyard. Lev, you and your folks got out before the Soviets closed the doors in the late 20th century. What is Kharkiv today? What did it represent before February of 22?
It represented a city that was largely Russian-speaking. It's about 20 miles from the border. Before 2014, its economy was largely tied to Russia. Ever since then, for a moment, it looked like it was going to separate, just like Donetsk and Luhansk had. But then it wound up staying as part of Ukraine. It's a city where you can't go anywhere without passing by scars and monuments of battle. And unfortunately, now it's new scars that are being rained down on the city all the time from Russian drones, from Russian attacks. And it's a city where history is very much changing, and where the Soviet monuments are being taken down if they already have not been taken down, and where memories of victory against Germans, where the people that were the heroes that retook the city from the Germans, are suddenly being cast as the villains.
And the Ukrainian defenses of Kharkiv, my understanding in covering the war these years is that the Russian effort is chiefly in the south, out of Luhansk and Donetsk, not in Kharkiv. Is that because Kharkiv is so well defended? Why is it that they have not attempted to take the city or retake the city?
Kharkiv is very well defended, and also Donetsk and Luhansk is where they had successful rebellions in the beginning to join Russia. So it's where they got a foothold, and once they did that, then Putin said, listen, we have our fellow brothers and sisters in Donetsk and Luhansk, and we're going to help them. So from day one, it was focused on them. Kharkiv, also taking Kharkiv, it would be a slaughter because it's very well defended. It would be urban warfare. The city would be flattened once again, which would be horrific. So what you wind up having is just a lot of, including symbolic things like the synagogue that was shut down in the city when I was there, the synagogue that wasn't allowed to function. It was hit a couple of years ago by Russian military. It was damaged. So it's a lot of just awful things happening on a lot of different fronts. And just a quick point, winter is coming, as Game of Thrones say. And right now, Russia has been pummeling Ukrainian power infrastructure. So it may be a horrific, horrific winter for the people in Kharkiv and others along in eastern Ukraine.
You grew up there. Are your friends still there? Are you in communication with any of them?
Everybody I know so far has left, and relatives have either died or moved out. So as far as like the people I grew up with, almost everybody's gone.
And they evacuated to the rest of Ukraine or to Europe, to EU? How far did they go? Poland?
From Poland all the way to Israel.
Yeah.
So there are some, because we're Jews, so a lot of Ukraine's Jews have left to Israel as well.
So what remains of the population in Kharkiv? Are these soldiers? Are the soldiers' families there? I'm trying to imagine this very large Soviet city.
No, I mean, there's still people. There's still a lot of people there who are just everyday citizens who are there. It's not like it's a ghost city at all, but it's a city that's now, it's in for a very long winter, unfortunately, right. And
does Putin,
some dark times.
Does Putin claim Kharkiv at any point in all of the maximum demands? Can you imagine them putting that on the table? We want Kharkiv too.
I don't think, because they weren't able to take it in the beginning, I don't think it is. But the problem with the maximal demands is they talk about protection of Russian speakers.
Right.
And that can be whatever you want it to be. So it can easily, while I don't think he mentions Kharkiv at all, by mentioning Russian speakers and it's a Russian-speaking city, it almost automatically envelops Kharkiv.
A backpack, a teddy bear, and 8 crates of vodka. The author, Lev Galinkin, writing about what needs to be explained by the Canadian government on camera, CBC, and then blurred out. Nazi symbols are the man associated with neo-Nazi conduct in Ukraine.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.